Good morning, everybody. Our star of the week had a spectacular 64-point weekend, including a career-best 37 points on Friday, then 27 the next night, including the putback that proved to be the game-winner over its city rival. He also preserved the win with a big defensive play. Our star is Isaiah Walton of Elyria High School.
We've all, you know, with the things that have been happening over the last couple of weeks, I think we've really done a good job of coming together and, you know, being mentally strong and being able to get things done with each other.
You've made other game-winning shots in your career, most notably a three-pointer to beat Brecksville for the district championship your sophomore season. Had you ever had a putback as a game-winner in your career?
No, I've never had a putback as my game-winner. As a game-winning bucket.
You probably have heard coaches yell numerous times, follow your shot. That advice really paid off Saturday night, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, the coaches always tell me to follow my shot, especially Coach Sawyer. He always tells me to follow my shot, and I guess it really came up big and got us the win.
You're having a fantastic senior season. What did you do during the offseason to prepare yourself so well?
Over the off season, me and my dad just did a lot of training, a lot of working on my body, and a lot of skill work. So like me and my dad, we spent a lot of time with each other, getting better pretty much every day over the off season.
You've made your college decision, University of California, Davis. Is the coach keeping up on your progress?
Yeah, my college coach. They text me after every game just to see what I'm doing. They keep me updated with my grades. And they keep me updated with what they're doing out there in California.
Will you miss those Ohio winters in California?
I don't think I'm about to miss the winters out here.
I'll bet. Your uncle Michael Walton, a former Admiral King great, lives in California. Does he live anywhere near your future college?
He lives actually a couple hours away, about 2 or 3 hours away. So he'll be able to see me play a lot when I'm out there.
How about your dad, Harold Walton, the former Admiral King great? Is he making plans to visit you along with your mom in California?
Oh, yeah, and they're trying to find a whole bunch of excuses now to come visit me out there and just, you know, to get out into the nice weather and everything.
Well, tonight you and the Pioneers will be playing your hometown of Oberlin. Do you know all the Phoenix players?
Yeah, I know all the players. I've known them all since I was about first grade. I really am looking forward to it. It'll be a real fun game just to, you know, see my friends and everything, get to play on the same court as them and just have fun.
He is having fun. Isaiah Walton of Elyria High, our star of the week. Isaiah and his 10-3 Pioneer teammates, as mentioned, play 4-9 Oberlin tonight in a game to take place at Phillips Gymnasium on the campus of Oberlin College. The Colson and Colson Cage matchup on WBOL tonight has Pac Stripes co-leader Columbia, 11-2 overall, hosting a team a game behind the Raiders in Lutheran West, 10-3 Clearview. In another rescheduled game, this one in the West Shore, 4-9 North Ridgeville is at 5-6 Bay. Also, it's 8-6 Lorain High at Lake Erie League leader, 7-4 Cleveland Heights, 1-11 Wellington at 9-3 Vermilion, 7-7 Amherst at 6-5 Rexville, 3-8 Avon Lake at 5-6 North Olmsted, 1-11 Strongsville at 2-10 Avon, 2-10 Black River at 7-5 Keystone, 4-8 Lake Ridge at 7-3 Cornerstone Christian, 4-7 Open Door at 3-10 Fairview. In girls basketball tonight, Cornerstone Christian's at 7-5 Lake Ridge, Heritage Christian at 0-7 Open Door. Girls basketball last night, North Ridgeville beat Bay 48-37 for North Ridgeville junior Alyssa Riley with a career-high 21 points, including 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And Bella Pecchia scored 15 for the Rangers, now 8-7 on the season. Jim Allen, WEOL Sports.